latest team news from clubcall.com. These are your latest Manchester City headlines, and City's place in the League Cup final seems all but assured after they thrashed Burton Albion 9-0 at the Etihad Stadium on Wednesday. The result was the largest ever margin of victory in a semi-final of a major English Cup competition, and it is also the biggest victory in a League Cup match since Liverpool beat Fulham at 10-0 in September 1986. Gabriel Jesus grabbed four of the goals for Pep Guardiola's side, while Kevin De Bruyne, Alexander Zinchenko, Phil Foden, Kyle Walker and Riyad Mahrez were also on the score sheet for the Citizens. The result makes the return leg at the Pirelli Stadium later this month seemingly nothing more than a foregone conclusion, with Guardiola admitting the pace of his side was too much for their League One opponents to handle. He said, "It's not easy to play these kind of games against lower teams. We spoke about taking it seriously, and we started quite well. The period between the first goal and the second goal, we had problems. We didn't win the second balls, and we were a little bit passive in these situations. But after the second and third goals, everybody was easy. We are faster and quicker, and in the first minute, they can keep that rhythm. But at the end, it always happens. They are a little bit down, and that's the reason why it was easier in the end." Elsewhere, and Vincent Kompany may be forced to accept a reduction on his present £190,000 per week wages to continue playing at the Etihad. Kompany is out of contract with City this summer, and although Guardiola is keen to keep the experienced Belgian, who is in his 11th season with the club, he may have to accept a pay cut. A 12-month rolling contract could be one of the options City offer to Kompany, with bonuses for appearances and silverware being included in the deal to entice the 32-year-old. That's all for now. We'll have more later.